You're listening to Fallen Angels Radio here on CKUT 90.3 FM and CKUT.ca.
Thank you. CKUT's 2020 funding drive has been postponed indefinitely, but we are still accepting donations to help us sustain the station's operations while we remain closed due to COVID-19. Our wide network of volunteers provides an essential service to many different communities in Montreal, and the isolation of the past few months has highlighted how important independent news, arts and culture, and music programming is for Montreal's underrepresented communities. If you are in a position to give during this time, visit ckut.ca and click on the green Donate button to make a contribution, or contact funding@ckut.ca if you have any questions. Thank you for your continued support. Love, CKUT.
On CKUT 90.3 FM, it is Wednesday, the 9th of December. Thanks for being with us. We're with you every week from 11 a.m. till 11:30 on CKUT, People Powered Radio in Montreal. I'm your host, Stéphane Christophe. To begin the show today, I wanted to highlight some audio that was recorded at a community press conference, which was aiming to address an issue we're hearing a lot in the mainstream media about, which is the deficit. However, what this community media event was aiming to highlight was the future policies around the federal and also provincial deficits that have grown due to the economics of the pandemic and how those deficits will be addressed. There is a push that is happening from the political right to make poor and working people and public institutions pay for this deficit. There's been little moves from the Liberal government to address the extremely low corporate tax rates of Canada. They are amongst the lowest within the G7 group of nations. And also, there is very little tax on speculation. These are some of the issues that economic groups on the left have been highlighting, including the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives. Courage Coalition put together a community press conference in August to highlight the perspectives of some community activists and organizations who have been doing work on the front lines, supporting communities disproportionately impacted by the pandemic due to systemic oppression, due to pre-existing economic inequalities.